On high, the rain. evening. I'm Deirdre Longacre Smelter, and I want to welcome all of you to Baccalaureate 2018. Thank you to our student musicians and soon-to-be graduates for the lovely prelude and processional music. This evening and tomorrow afternoon, we celebrate the accomplishments of more than 550 Eastern Mennonite University graduating students. This is a time of endings and beginnings, and commencement tomorrow afternoon signifies just that, an ending of your time here at EMU and a new beginning. We mark this transition with symbolism and ceremony. Baccalaureate, from the Latin word for the laurels given to advanced students, is by tradition a service in celebration of and thanksgiving for lives dedicated to learning and wisdom. At baccalaureate and commencement, we recognize the work of God in and through people, ideas, and experiences. Our thanksgiving is first to God, but also to our families, fellow students, faculty, staff, and administration. To all of you who have come for these special events, on behalf of the students, faculty, staff, and administration, welcome. I invite Dr. Susan Schultz-Huxman, president of Eastern Mennonite University, to offer the invocation. This will be followed by singing led by Perry Blosser, a 2018 graduate. Perry is from Harrisonburg, Virginia, and will be completing a music interdisciplinary studies major with a Bible and religion minor. Welcome, Susan.
Well, greetings, everyone. We have already begun to mark this beautiful season of commencement, beginning Thursday night with the senior banquet. Come rain, come shine, we are ready for this weekend. As Deirdre mentioned, my name is Susan, and I am president of Eastern Mennonite University. And I want to say on behalf of all our faculty and staff, I offer you a warm, warm welcome to this very special EMU Centennial Baccalaureate service for the graduating seniors of the class of 2018. Yes, EMU is 100 years old, and students who are graduating this year have a special place in EMU history. That's pretty cool. We began in 1917, in the midst of World War I, with 7 students right here in Harrisonburg. Today, we have more than 1,700 students and additional instructional sites in Washington, D.C. and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Tonight, I want to extend a special welcome to parents and grandparents, siblings and friends. You know, it takes a large, large supporting cast to arrive at this magical moment for a graduating student. Count yourselves as part of the team that has helped your loved one reach the finish line. A special shout out to younger siblings of class members. We invite you to picture yourself celebrating in this same place in years to come. That decisive moment will be here before you know it. As these graduating students know, EMU has a special mission, a noble mission, a distinctive mission, to prepare students to serve and lead in a global context in the spirit of Micah 6:8, to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. We make that mission real with faculty and staff who are passionate daily models of our university values of academic excellence, Christian discipleship, peacemaking, community building, service, and cross-cultural encounter. We sincerely hope our graduating students have felt this special missional and values-added engagement with EMU faculty and staff their many years here. Even as you now prepare to pursue your life's calling, graduates, know that each of you, in your own way, has enriched us as a Christian community of learners. We rejoice in this celebratory milestone with you tonight. Please join me in a word of prayer. Generous God, giver of all that is good, we come together this evening to celebrate, to worship, to give thanks, and to be inspired for the journey ahead. We give thanks that you have been present among us, even in times when we haven't always recognized you. Tonight, we give special thanks for your mercy, your grace, and your abiding love for us. We express appreciation for the abundant opportunities we have experienced to increase our knowledge, to hone our gifts, to care for one another, and to serve this beautiful yet broken world. Remind us today, Lord, that whatever wisdom we have gained, whatever accomplishments we have achieved, whatever gifts we have received, that we offer these joyfully in your service to honor you, our Master Teacher and Redeemer. Bless us now as we enter into this worship service. Amen.
Let's stand and sing number 3 in the Green Sing the Journey book. Number 3, let's stand.
Graduate senior class co-presidents will be bringing senior class salutations. Emily Augsburger is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and is graduating cum laude with a major in nursing. Dan Zook is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and is graduating magna cum laude with an economics major and minors in psychology and international development. I invite Emily and Dan to come up to the podium now.
Welcome, class of 2018, parents, friends, any younger siblings who are here by little choice of your own. As your senior class presidents, we would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for blessing us with this highly coveted and sought-after position.
And if you get any mail from us in the future, please don't ignore it. Although I'm going to retire from this job after graduation tomorrow. Sorry, Emily.
Entering as the freshman class of 2014, 4 short years ago, we held the title for the most diverse class entering EMU, as well as the largest.
Since then, you've lost both of those titles. But I think I overheard President Huxman say that we are the, in her personal opinion, we are the best class of this century.
Because we are the centennial class of EMU, we wanted to take a moment to reflect on just how far we've come as a university and as a country. 100 years ago, as President Huxman said, World War I had just begun, and the United States found itself at a turning point.
So did the Mennonite Church. In the far-off and liberal land of Goshen, Indiana, lived a small Mennonite college called Goshen. Just as the U.S. declared war on the Central Powers of Europe, the Mennonites of Harrisonburg declared war on Goshen.
A non-violent and peace-filled war, of course.
Thus began what we know now as Eastern Mennonite University.
100 years ago, the thought of a female president was unheard of. But as the class of 2018, we witnessed history being made as the first female president was inaugurated.
Unfortunately, this was just at EMU.
Over our past 4 years at EMU, we have experienced many changes. The renovation of the Science Center and Rose Lawn, the construction of the water tower, and the introduction of the engineering major. We have also witnessed endings, the end of the Shen, the end of President Schwarzendruber's term, and the very unfortunate death of the CLC. May she rest in peace.
You've taken part in countless conversations over weekly Burger Fridays in the CAF. We have voiced opinions over coffee at Common Grounds, and we have shared our groceries from dumpster diving expeditions.
Thanks for your generosity, David. We have shed blood, sweat, and tears for the famed intramural champion t-shirts. We have faithfully Googled this day in history to gain any possible advantage at trivia night.
But because it is commencement weekend, we also look towards the future. After graduation, some of us will begin careers right away. Some of us will travel the world. Some of us will willingly sign up for more school. Some of us will move back in with our parents. And some of us don't know what is next.
But that is okay, because I don't know about you, but, like, we're only 22.
22!
Our time is now. We have witnessed the actions of previous generations, and we will learn from their mistakes. We will use the knowledge we gained from our time at EMU to help influence the world around us, whether that world is in schools, hospitals, companies big and small, new lands, or your own hometown. May we daily remember that we graduated from a university,
hashtag like no other,
in the unique way that EMU taught us that nothing really stays the same, that growth is positive, and that change can start with one person and one idea. That though there will be disappointments in this life through people and institutions, that there is always room and opportunity for growth and reconciliation.
We have experienced daily life in the Valley, as well as daily life in Beit Zohar, Palestine, Guatemala City, Washington, D.C., and Delhi, India. We've lived with families who treated us as their own, despite the very evident language barriers and cultural differences. We have learned and experienced difficult histories and current realities in many different places. We have shared in confusion, hope, frustration, and joy. In the words of Linford Stutzman, the world is a beautiful and dangerous place, but you don't need to be afraid or have all the answers.
And as we move on from this place, we will take with us the memories, friendships, and values we have formed together over the past 4 years. May our interactions experienced here guide us into new beginnings, new relationships, and new endeavors.
May we stay true to the values we hold, but be unafraid of the inevitable change and growth we will experience. May our actions reflect who we are and who we wish to become. I believe Batman Begins said it best, "It's not who you are underneath, it's what you do that defines you."
Congratulations, class of 2018. May you soar with wings like the Eagles when Nick Foles made the memorable touchdown catch in this year's Super Bowl. May we also make bold and unconventional decisions in a way that will positively impact our world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily and Dan, for your bold and unconventional words of inspiration. Each year, the senior class chooses a senior class gift that has particular significance for them and serves as an ongoing memory of their time here. I'd like to invite Joseph Muma, senior class business manager, and Michaela Mast, senior class secretary, to the podium. Joseph is from Harrisonburg, Virginia, and is graduating cum laude with dual majors in economics and environmental sustainability with a concentration in environmental social sustainability and a minor in Spanish. Michaela Mast is from Broadway, Virginia, and is graduating summa cum laude with a psychology major and minors in honors music and neuroscience. Michaela is one of our Cords of Distinction recipients as well. Joseph and Michaela will present the class gift, which will be accepted by President Huxman on behalf of the university. Following their presentation, Perry will again lead us in singing.
As our class gifts, we raised money for the Student Solar Project. This project was student-initiated, and with the help of various faculty and staff members, I'm very happy to say that this project's coming to fruition, and a 41-kilowatt solar array will be installed on Roselawn early in the fall semester. It will increase EMU's solar generation capacity by 40%.
As a class, we raised $1,415, but with the help of a number of matching grants, our contribution totals over $4,200. Through our time at EMU, we've learned a lot about sustainable living and how it is closely linked to peace and justice in our global community. This gift shows our commitment to that mission, and through it, we hope to encourage the university to expand its efforts for environmental justice.
On behalf of the senior class, we're pleased to present this gift to Susan and the rest of you.
I want to personally thank Dr. David Berry for helping me this evening, but also this semester for helping a lot and for mentoring and partnering with me. So thank you, David. Let's stand again and turn to number 27 in the Sing the Journey, the Green Book. Number 27. And let's sing verses 1, 2, and 3. So just 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Let's sing number 487 in the blue hymnal. Number 487. Teach me, O Lord.
Each year, two of our undergraduate faculty serve as class advisors to the senior class. This year, Dr. Sandy Brownscombe and Dr. Justin Poole are serving as the class advisors. We've asked Sandy and Justin to read the scripture passages this evening.
The following reading comes from John 17:3. 6 through 11, and James 1, 17 through 18. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I have revealed you to the ones who gave me from this world. They were always yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you. For I have passed on to them the message you gave me. They accepted it and know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All who are mine belong to you, and you have given them to me, so they bring me glory. Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, you have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name, so they will be united just as we are.
Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possession.
The graduating class each year selects a baccalaureate speaker from among the faculty. This year's graduating class has selected Professor of Psychology, Dr. Judy Mullett, as the baccalaureate speaker. Judy earned a bachelor's in psychology at Eastern Mennonite University and a master's degree in education and school psychology with a specialization in special education from James Madison University and a PhD in special education at Kent State University. Judy's doctoral work focused on context-motivated conflict strategy choices of middle school students with learning disabilities. Dr. Malt joined the EMU faculty in 1986, and she has been a particularly beloved instructor ever since. In addition to teaching a variety of classes in the honors program in education and in psychology, Judy has authored and co-authored publications on restorative discipline and harmful teacher behaviors, and she has conducted workshops on these topics across the U.S. Please join me in welcoming Judy as she speaks on the topic of seek simplicity and distrust it.
Greetings, class of the century. And for the rest of you, families and friends and faculty and staff, and for grandchildren, who are the grandchildren among you? Come on, you all are, right? Everybody here is, but a special shout out to our oldest grandchild, James. James and Mara are back there. Good to see you. Anyways, you're all grandchildren today, but I'm honored to be here, so thank you. This is a good day, I think, maybe. Now, does anyone remember the topic of this address? Raise your hand.
Simplicity.
Okay, thank you, Cuckoo, who's that? Thank you, thank you. It's the last time you'll have to ever raise your hand at EMU to speak. Wow. Okay. And this is your last EMU PowerPoint, too. Okay. And it's only one slide. And this is only going to last about 17 minutes. Your shortest class ever. And you don't have to take notes. There's no quiz. And it's a dandelion, for goodness sakes. Okay. And you paid over $100,000 just to see this. And you could have got it free in your backyard. Yep. And you thought you were leaving here wiser. But it is time to go home, isn't it? Yeah. If you don't laugh, you cry. And that's what graduation is. And that's what life is. Title of this, Seek Simplicity and Distrust It, through the lens of John 17 and James 1. That quote, Seek Simplicity and Distrust It, is from Alfred North Whitehead. And I want to show you three images. And I'm only going to show you one, but I'll explain why I'm only going to, the rest of them you have to put in your head here. And, okay, the scripture was chosen by members of your class, and I gave them three different topics, and they chose this one, so it's yours. But this dandelion, this is my go-to slide background for my PowerPoints. And now, I want you to think of your first impression when you see something like this, when you see that dandelion. So on a scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to ask you all to participate here in a moment. I want you to raise your hand, and with 1 finger, 2 fingers, 3 fingers, 4 fingers, or 5 fingers, but only when I say go, okay? And you're supposed to judge your feelings, this impression of this dandelion, right? So a 1 is displeasure, okay? And a 5 is, oh, lots of pleasure. And any in between, 2 kind of, oh, it's kind of negative, 3, you know, it could be a variety of reasons. It could be I have mixed feelings, or it could be I just don't care, right? But 4, you know, kind of good, but 5, I love that, okay? So when I say go, you're going to raise finger. I want everybody to do that, even people here. And Deirdre, you're the mathematician here, and she's our vice president, right, and undergraduate academic dean. I want her to look at all of you and make the best guesstimate about what the mean is. Okay? You have waited a long time to tell the dean what to do. And I didn't tell her what I was going to ask her to, but I told her I'm going to ask her to do something, and I said, because I want to have a little power, I want to tell you what to do, and so she told me just right before that, well, you could have chosen a less public place to do it. But no, so when I say go, she's going to look, but I want everybody, remember 1, don't like those things, 5, love them, okay, or anywhere in between. Ready, go. Okay. Dear, dear, what do you think? Four.
4.127.
Thank you very much. 4.127. Thank you. That's really good. Wow. Wow. Excellent. We chose the right one, didn't we? Okay. Now, remember which fingers you put up there, because I'm going to ask you to do it again. And then I want you to look around, and I want you to find someone that has the same number of fingers that you do. And when you sort of lock eyes, okay, then I want you to give them a thumbs up, you know, if it's a one or two or three or four or five, okay? And you may have to stand to look around to do that, but until you lock eyes, you don't want to sit down or put your hands down. Okay, ready? Go. Okay, who's standing? I got a couple of twos or threes up there. Okay, I'll put up three for you, three behind you. Okay, good. Now, okay, we all like people who are like us. So whether you know it or not, you feel closer, you're more friendly to that person. Okay. So now what I want you to do is remember the same number of fingers you put up. And this time when you put them up, I want you to find somebody that has sort of the opposite. You're sort of the other side of the scale. In other words, if you put up a one, you have to find somebody that has a five. And you smile, give a thumbs up, and you sit, okay? Oh, and if it's a two, if you had a two, then you need you a four, right? And if you have a three, it can be any other number other than three. Right? Okay, so ready, go. Didn't it? We don't like people who aren't like us. It takes us a little bit longer. However, just the fact that you acknowledge somebody that thinks a lot differently than you do, okay, they have been seen, they have been heard, and you're actually closer. A really simple little exercise. You're actually closer. There's an expert negotiator, and he says, listen, if the two sides just paraphrase each other, you can cut negotiation time in half because they feel heard. Just need to be heard and understand. You feel closer. Seek simplicity and distrust it. Seek simplicity. Everybody agrees on this dandelion. But now you can distrust it. And let's just take a look at this average of 4. What was it again? 127. She remembers. I thought sure she's going to forget. Okay, 4.127. Now you think about that. Now, if you're a gardener, I mean, in the average, that's the average. So if you had four something or other, right, you can feel pretty good. There's some power in there. But we don't really know why you chose four. And you think about the gardener who's chewed number one. Those of you who chose number one, okay, you're gardeners. You don't want them in your yard or in your garden, do you, right? So that average of 4.127 doesn't really, it's the average, but doesn't represent you. You don't feel that representation for you. And if you're a five, right, and you love it, right, and that could be, and you think about this dandelion here, from the perspective of this dandelion, this is a five, right? This is pregnancy. This is the future. You know, this is everything. And for a child, it's a five because that's the most fun and the most power to find one of those. I mean, I spent an hour with Mara and James the other day just going up and down our hill finding the right one. Right? And I had mixed feelings, some kind of a three about it at this point. But I'm a five when I'm with them. And my father loved dandelion salad first in spring. Right? My brother, I noticed my brother's here. He may remember the dandelion salad. It's actually awful. I don't know how to make it well enough, but anyways. But no one is really represented, probably not even the forest, because you have different reasons for those. Usually a story behind it. Point number one, seek simplicity and doubt that your number is the right number. Perhaps somebody else's viewpoint might inform yours. So many different ways to look at things, even a simple dandelion. And you yourself could be wrong. Second image, and I didn't want to put a second one up here because it's in a restroom, and I didn't want to leave you with that image necessarily. But how many of you have ever used the hot air hand dryers in restrooms? Raise your hand. Yeah, most of you. Right? I checked downstairs and they don't have those. But anyways, and doesn't that make sense? When they were invented, didn't we feel really good about that? What? No more killing of trees? This is so friendly to the environment. And then in February, this study came out from the University of Connecticut in the Applied and Environmental Microbiology Journal, and it made national news. Now, there have been similar studies earlier, but it didn't make national news like this one. And it suggested that perhaps using an air hand dryer is distributing or providing a reservoir for awful germs and bacteria and putting them on your hands in large amounts. From the air that's circulating what everybody else left in the stalls past few hours, but even beyond what was in the whole building. And this was doesn't tell you this in the national news, but this is a medical school. So they were doing research. They found some really scary things on the plates that they put and collected. What happens when all that air rushes through to dry your hands? Plates exposed to hand dryers for 30 seconds averaged 60 colonies, okay, of bacteria and germs. And plates just exposed to just your bathroom air for 2 minutes only average one colony. The air dryer reminds us we implicitly trust technology. So let me take this one step further and frame it a little bit differently. Now, Scott Galloway last October put up a TED Talk. He's a business professor at New York University's Stern School, and he infers this. He says, when we need help, when we need answers, we bow our heads and we pray to Google. And when we need food and clothing and supplies, we bow our heads and we pray to Amazon. And when we're lonely and we want to belong, or you have a fear of missing out, a FOMA, you pray to Facebook or other social media. Wow. He says, we're one of the most religious nations on the face of the earth. Right? We're praying to someone, something. So everyone prays to someone almost daily. That may all be one. Which one? Point number two. We could be serving the wrong God. Seek simplicity of technology, of averages, and distrust it. I like Ellen Langer. She's one of my favorite researchers from Harvard, and she says, without doubt, there can be no choice. Without doubt, there can be no choice. Seek simplicity and distrust it. And finally, image number three, and this is a personal story. It's been a tough year. Have I worried? Yes. Have I been frustrated? Yes. Have I been angry and confused? Yes. Have I been distressed and sad for so many good people leaving for all sorts of reasons? Yes. Have we been our best people at EMU this year? Not always. Not me. But this is real life. These are real, we are real beings, and it's hard to see our way through in dark times because it's dark. And we get into mudslide thinking. Once you start looking for stuff that's wrong, you see it everywhere. It's like buying a red car, and then suddenly you see there's tons of red cars out there. And then this incident happened. Three faculty, I was one of them, right? It's really late at night. We're still in our offices, at least I was. I think one of the other three was. Okay, and we got into this kind of finger-pointing. It was about a dilemma. It has nothing to do with EMU or anything that's happened or all the rest. It was just a situation. But everything's related. So it's late night and started to escalate and started to do some finger-pointing, some blaming. Wow. And others were in on that, but they listened wisely and didn't say anything. And then one of the three faculty persons said something like, well, you know, we're all on the same team. And I'm telling you, in that moment, things changed. And it started spiraling upward. And we remembered, we're hungry. You know, this is late at night. We've tried to do our best. And we're starting to come out of it. But right now, we're not being our best people. A new round of emails. The bigger picture. Who we are. Sometimes we don't know who we are. I mean, I've been here for 30-some years. Sandy's been here longer. And everybody always says, you should know who you are. And we don't. But we know whose we are. And we know why we're here. And that's the most important part. I was transformed in that moment. And that doesn't mean that doesn't come back, you know, that we're going to have more of those things. But I truly understood when he said, I, Jesus, want to make you one. And only through the knowledge of me. I'm going to treasure that memory of God among us because it changed me. It will continue to change me. And I will guarantee that something happened to you, graduates, at EMU. There's some stories, and you may not even know it now, but it'll come to mind to you sometime, and it'll do the same thing. Because I know God is here. He's been with us. He has been with us from the time I came here, long time ago. And he will be with us long after I leave. That's the truth. You know, Flannery O'Connor, she describes us, I think, in this way. She describes all Christians. She said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you odd. Odd happens. It was an odd choice to come to EMU. We've shaped your oddness. I promise you that you'll feel odd wherever you go, and oddly, so that you will become one. Just one final note tonight. I've spoken dandelions, the voices of dandelions, the voices and choices that shape our lives. But if you remember only one thing from this address, I hope it's this. I could be wrong.
Thank you, Judy. That was wonderful, thought-provoking. After the service is over, President Susan and Jesse Huxman invite all of the graduates, family members, and faculty to a reception in the University Commons just outside the University Bookstore. I want to also note that although your commencement booklet says there is a concert, there is in fact not a concert this evening. But the president's reception will start at 8:30 p.m. and you're welcome to make your way over there at any time. To conclude the service, we will be led in a dedication prayer by Provost Dr. Fred Niss, an ascending blessing from our campus pastor, Reverend Brian Martin Berkover. And after the prayer and blessing, Perry will lead us in a final song.
Please join me in a prayer of dedication for our class of 2018. Loving God, we come to you this evening with hearts full of gratitude for all your many gifts to us. You have blessed us throughout our lives' journeys and the paths that have brought us to this weekend. We express our thanks by dedicating ourselves to your service as we embody your love and passion for the world. We are grateful for the many enriching relationships we have formed in this community of learning. So we dedicate ourselves to continue nurturing our bonds with each other, even as we expand our networks in the many places to which we will be going. We are grateful for the gift of new knowledge about your world and for enlarged understanding of the complex problems we face in our lives together as we inhabit a common planet. So we dedicate ourselves to take the light of knowledge and the spirit of inquiry with us into places where there is darkness, sharing our perspectives with others that we all may more effectively engage the powers that hinder our flourishing. We are grateful for the many wonderful differences of culture, identity, faith, and practice discovered in our encounters with other places and other people here on campus and around the world. So we dedicate ourselves to always meeting the other with respect, joy, wonder, and hope for the possibilities that await us in your wondrous, diverse creation. During our years at EMU, our hearts, minds, and hands have been transformed. We are grateful that our hearts have softened by our encounters with others and our experiences with difficult situations. So we dedicate ourselves to expressing compassion in our dealings with your children and to surround hard things with hearts softened by your love. We are grateful that our minds have been opened, our thinking sharpened, and our curiosity piqued. So we dedicate ourselves to a life of perpetual learning, to engage the wonder of your creation every day, always to ask the important questions, and never to lose our curiosity. We are grateful that our hands have been empowered by new abilities and expanded skills in our various disciplines. So we dedicate ourselves to opening our hands in generosity to one another and the world, sharing our talents in the pursuit of peace and justice, enabling your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you and dedicate ourselves to you in the way of Jesus. Amen.
Graduates, and I invite you to stand for the sending blessing, just the graduates, and participate as able and willing. This is strange and sacred space. Space for gratitude, space for hopes and aspirations, space for regret, longing, sadness, yet joy. The past and the future knit together with family and friends and faculty. This is space for breathing. And this is the part where you can participate as you are ready. God, help us in this space to breathe in and breathe out what is necessary for well-being. Breathe in the accomplishments of work well done. Breathe out the projects not fully completed. Breathe in the family and friends who uplift us. Breathe out the pain from broken relationships along the way. Breathe in the mentors who challenge and strengthen us. Breathe out what might hold us back from wholeness. Breathing in and breathing out. This is a space for pausing, to let our souls catch up in the flurry of these celebrations this weekend, the transitions we're facing. So pray with me. Remind us, ever-present God, that we can hold paradox, being thankful and frustrated, hopeful and saddened, terrified and elated all at the same time. And tomorrow when we commence, send us out in fullness and complexity with kindness and blessing, remembering who we are and that you are with us. Amen.
Hi, my name is Alexa. As a part of this centennial year new student orientation in August 2017, this year's new students heard the following while standing around the fountain. This week, we began an educational journey that will change us forever. The words on the fountain read, "Drink deep at this fountain. The fountain of knowledge, the well of experience is ahead of us this year and in the next 2 or 4 years. We are among the fortunate ones who are able to get a college education. We will invest in that experience financially and in our time and relationships." The words continued to the new students. "In this fountain, you will find coins representing the investment you're making in this place. These coins are actually pins with the EMU University seal on them. You are invited to get in the fountain, find a coin, and place it symbolically in this vessel. which represents EMU. The pin will be returned to you at graduation in 2 or 4 years to be worn at graduation and beyond.
As a way of bringing this ritual full circle, we now invite you, the centennial graduating class, to receive a pin representing the investment that you have made at EMU over the past number of years. Though we may not have participated in this ritual when we arrived at EMU, we have been willing to jump in with both feet, fully immersing ourselves in the EMU experience, and now we are ready to claim our future, taking the educational investment we made here at EMU out beyond EMU to the benefit of the world. We invite you each to come forward and take a pin and plan to wear it on the left lapel of your graduation attire to symbolize both your investment and the gift you have to share in the world because of this place. Beyond graduation, we invite you to wear this pin in professional settings as a way of honoring how EMU prepared you to make your particular contribution to the world. Alexa and I will dismiss you row by row, and after we receive your pin, you're welcome to proceed to Thomas Plaza, and if you so choose, back to the fountain to jump in with both feet one last time. Please stand as we sing. Graduates, we'll dismiss you to come forward.
Let's all stand together and sing number 17 in the Sing the Story, the Green Book, Sing the Journey, the Green Book. And graduates, after the first verse, then we'll start coming forward. But we'll sing it 3 times, number 17, and Sing the Journey.